This episode of Cognitive Dissonance is brought to you by our patrons. You fucking rock. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
Recording live from Glory Hole Studios in Chicago, this is Midnight. It's skeptical, it's political, and it's far too late to be starting our recording.
It's going to be one of those. It's either going to be, Tom,
yeah.
It's either going to be super wacky.
Yeah. Hi, Jinx.
Or super angry.
Hi, Jinx. Angry. Hi, Jinx. We just got done watching. Here's why we're late. Yeah. We had to watch the State of Despair address by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Then we had live streamed a little bit afterwards. Sure. A lot of fun. We did about an hour live stream after the event itself. And then we had to decompress and bang our heads against every solid object possible to be stupid enough to be swayed by that address.
I tried to let the demons out. Yeah.
They don't make enough alcohol for me to think it's like that a bunch of senators chanting USA, USA doesn't make them sound like a bunch of fucking idiots.
What else? I just don't understand.
Well, like, why is chanting that?
But like, there's no other country you could chant in that situation, right?
Can we just agree?
I understand the chanting is stupid. Like, I'm with you. The chanting is stupid. Where I get hung up is like, there's no other option. Like it's USA. Right. You're in the place where the USA lives.
Isn't it just sort of implied
that
you're proud to be an American?
Exactly.
If you're a fucking American legislator.
In the place with the gavels.
You know?
Like the supervillain up front with no facial features.
You just want to show everybody like, hey, just so everybody knows. As an American senator, I'm pro this country that I have given my life in civil service to.
In the U.S. House.
Right?
USA.
Fucking kidding me? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm a senator in the Capitol building right now, but I just want everybody to know that I like America.
I understand the I hate brown people part of that speech. It's the USA part I'm a little worried about.
God. Yeah. You know, like, when he started talking about North Korea, I thought like, great, he's going to say something stupid.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's going to be a 45-minute pause and a big flash.
Big flash over Hawaii.
And that's it. Like, he's just going to be like, and that's why today we've declared war. And be like, fuck off! Fuck!
Another day.
You didn't even tweet it.
You saved for me.
Yeah, right? This is it. God, that speech was fucking stupid. This is episode 399.
Yeah, 399.
Of Cognitive Dissonance.
And after that edit, you don't know that Tom messed up.
Things are all out of, they're recorded all out of order right now because
we had Seth on. Seth will be on next week on episode 400. Remember that you can send us your happy 400th, wish us a happy 400th. All you have to do is either call our voicemail number or you can send a voice memo to us. Try to keep them short, under 30 seconds, good to go. And we'll throw them on the beginnings of 400. So if you want to wish us one, you can send it to us.
Indeed.
Lord, we just ask to be covered with the blood of Jesus. Open hearts, Lord, open hearts.
So this first story comes from the Washington Post. I'm going to put my glasses on for this one. I want to make sure I get this right. Accuracy, my friend, there we go. A church elder's Ashley Madison affairs led him to the dark web and murder.
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bum. So this is a church elder for some garbage church. Who cares? And he basically like went online. He went to the ye olde dark web. Now that's like the old fashioned internet where all the back page is dark, you know, black scrolly. He went... Right? I got that right? That's
I think the dark web is where you can still buy black people.
That's like Sudan, right? Yeah. Like Sudan is the dark web?
Well, if they're a female, chances are they were kidnapped and you could probably buy them on the dark web.
Right?
Yeah.
So this guy was cheating on his wife using Ashley Madison. actually was the most surprising thing about this article for me was that Ashley Madison's still around. I thought after the hack, remember that hack by Anonymous where they released?
That's right. And they released all those people's names.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thankfully, I joined after. So.
Always use PayPal to protect your identity. The fuck? What's the matter with you? That's why they make prepaid Visa cards. Right? You don't have to use your real... never mind. I wouldn't... I don't know.
They keep searching for Ashley Madison on Pornhub, and I don't find
it. Weird. So Ashley Madison is the cheat on your spouse, but actually don't cheat on your spouse and just fucking talk to Russian bots.
Russian site. Bots.
Like
yeah,
that's
sure.
That's all that is. Yeah. Like yeah, it's so funny. It's like 89% dudes, 9% bots, and like 2%
dudes pretending to be girls. Back in the old days when there used to be chat rooms and someone would be chatting with a girl, like one of your friends or whatever would be chatting with a girl. I remember just being like, that is not a girl.
Right.
I remember always, like, if you meet a girl online in a video game or in a chat room, you're just like, it's almost, it's 90% a dude. It's 90%. I remember there was a friend, a mutual friend of ours that came over to my house once and made a female persona and he was on. He was typing away and... Yeah, because it's super easy to trick guys because we're real dumb.
Right, we're just like, oh my God, there's a girl talking to me.
Yeah,
I'm going to ask her if I could do stuff to her. And she's going to type back, yes.
Yes, do stuff.
God.
Butt stuff. But anyway, this guy goes on the dark web.
So he tries
to get his wife assassinated.
Right, because he was having it. I love this because he's having an affair and he's so religious.
Yeah.
That he can't get divorced.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
He belongs to a church that's like, yeah, divorce isn't a thing.
Yeah,
here.
Divorce.
Like, divorce,
bad.
You're a church elder. Yeah. There's no divorce. You're not doing it.
The prohibition's a church. That's the problem, right? It's the prohibitions. It's that, you know, it's that when you can't be gay, there's people who are gay and then they have to hide it. And then,
right.
Like,
and then all
out.
That shit gets
and,
weird.
And the same thing with like no divorce. I bet you somewhere there's a Jehovah Witness who like fucking locked himself up in his house with a party hat and he ate a whole birthday cake. Guaranteed. Just slammed
just
his face.
His nipples right. On it.
And he's singing the birthday song right. All day. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
He's just getting blood donated to him just left and right. Like,
exactly.
Give me some blood. Why? I don't know. I can't.
He's secretly getting his plasma taken right? out. He's giving the money to a hobo. He doesn't even want the money. He's like, I didn't want the money. I just want my plasma taken out.
God. You know, it's true though. And like all jokes about my own personal life aside, like, you know, like divorce is actually like, it's an awesome option because really what is the alternative,
sure. The
right?
Alternative
I know all
suffer.
The jokes, right?
The alternative,
the alternative is suffering for the rest
of your life.
For both parties.
Yeah.
Like it's like misery and suffering.
Sure.
It's like, look, if that shit doesn't work, like why remain locked into this thing together?
No reason.
But like, this is what happens, right? Cause like if you're that fucking miserable and you're all full of this fucking pent up whatever, like his option, like his moral option was to hire an assassin from like Serbia.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, didn't show up, killed her himself.
Paid him with Bitcoin. When you pay an assassin with Bitcoin, do they have to electrocute the person? Is that like required?
Now, the concern, obviously, is if this isn't bottled up in San Francisco, this kind of nonsense, then it's going to be spreading across the entire fruited plain, and you're going to be going to your Burger King in Des Moines, Iowa, and you're going to have a rainbow-colored wrapper for your Whopper.
I love this. It's so funny. This is from The Independent. Gay man and straight woman who married to prove their commitment to the Mormon church. Yeah, they're getting divorced now.
This is the divorced episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Again, you should be getting divorced.
Yeah.
Your marriage is garbage. What are you kidding me? So like, this is a gay dude, a straight woman. And they're like, look, you know, like gay is not an option. And we can like, get together and have like these different sexual orientations, but you know, God and Mormonism and all that
sex.
Stuff.
They mentioned that they had sex.
They said they had a robust sex life.
Yeah.
Come the fuck on with that shit. I'm sorry. It's a gay man.
Yeah.
Like it's a gay dude and a straight woman. How does that?
He said he checked out. That's the thing is like the only way he could do it is to check out during the sex. You know what I mean?
I feel like how are you having that good of a sex life? You're like, I don't know. I'm thinking about baseball.
Thinking about Alex Trebek.
this great sex life that I wasn't into.
Yeah.
It's not a great sex life.
Right. Right.
Right. Like that's a fucked up, weird, like I kept my dick hard and ejaculated in you, but that's it.
But that's it. Right. You know, there's a good and a bad here, right? The good is that they finally come to this realization that what they've been doing this 15 years is a bad thing and announcing it to everybody because they went out of their way to say how before they were a couple that were gay and they could find love with each other in this relationship. And so the good is there, but the bad is that for all those years
wasted,
it's not only for them though.
Right.
You know, because they were kind of a poster child for this sort of thing to happen.
Right.
And so, yeah, you wasted all your time, but how many people read your shit and did the same thing?
Right. Yeah. My guess is a lot of people were in conflict about the messages that they'd internalized and the feelings that they had themselves. Like, well, I mean, if they made it work, I can make it work. And, you know, God and country and all that shit. Sure. And so I guess vagina it is. And they're just,
the woman said it never felt like he was my lover. It always felt like he was my brother. And that's gotta be a weird situation.
Yeah.
That's gotta be weird and uncomfortable for everybody involved. It's everybody.
Right.
It's not just, you know, and the worst part is that when you put this out there as a thing, like this is an option for you, this is your option. Instead of being happy, you can be somewhat happy. Hang out with your friend, but not have a fulfilling relationship. That's misleading people.
Yeah, it's totally misleading people. And that's not a marriage, right? That's you can have really close friends.
You can just be buddies.
But there's something, and it's not just the sexual bond, although that's a big part of it.
Sure.
But it's like, it's having a fulfilling romantic relationship with somebody that you can't have with a buddy. You can be close. You can be emotionally invested. You can have a lot of things with a friend. That it's not just like, oh, and then sex, and that's what makes a marital relationship. It's the romantic relationship. And like we think of heterosexuality and homosexuality often in terms of who we like to fuck. But it is more complicated than that. It's also which gender we have those romantic feelings toward. You know, like I know that I don't have romantic feelings toward men.
Sure.
Right? It's not just a matter of like what makes my dick hard. It's more complicated than that. It's a matter of like, you know, who we have those, you know, broader love sort of gushy feelings about, you know, like which gender elicits those.
Sure.
Us.
Yeah.
And like, if it's not going to happen, then you're just depriving yourself of the joy of having that kind of relationship.
You're removing a part of your life that you can never do.
Right.
That a lot of people experience.
Contrary to popular opinion, God is not against sex. It was his idea in the first place.
This is awful. This is from WLKY. Community outraged over church sign in Jeffersonville. I will admit, I was surprised that in Jeffersonville, Indiana, they could summon the outrage over this church sign. I'm not even kidding. I really, truly was surprised. So the church sign says, and it's supposed to be like one of those like pithy, like,
it's one of those signs with the letters that come off.
Right.
It's what that you can rearrange the letters on.
The teenagers do in the middle of the night. It's say, like, you know, God sucks
hot
cocks
oral
in hell
sex or whatever. Yeah.
So, the Jeffersonville Emmanuel Baptist Church said, stop sexual harassment. Wear clothes. Holy shit. Really?
Well, Saudi Arabia handled this in a similar way. They stopped all sexual harassment by not letting the women go outside.
Yeah.
So well,
that's really helped. Cars. Right.
I love the idea that they kill them on occasion. So, you know, helps keep them in line
isn't
too.
Isn't it funny?
Because
that's like the ultimate sexual harassment, right? It's harassment by virtue of your sex. Right.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
It's just not catcalling.
Yeah. For sure.
You know? But like, this is like, it should just be like, stop rape, blame the victim.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, just say it.
It passes off the blame for bad behavior on the woman.
Right.
It's my bad behavior to harass you, but I'm going to say you can stop it by dressing better.
And like your Muslim example is actually a great example, right? Like it's not like sexual harassment. Let's take it away from the Muslims.
Yeah.
It's not like sexual harassment doesn't occur in the Amish community, right?
Right.
They're fucking buttoned up to the fucking nose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And sexual harassment and sexual violence is endemic in those communities.
Sure.
And study after study shows that. Like, clothing has nothing to do with it. Yeah. You know, like, it's about sexual harassment is, and this was explained to me, is the best way that's ever been explained to me, is that it's just another form of bullying.
It's just another way to bully somebody.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as soon as I sort of heard that and thought about that, I was like, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Sure.
The sexual element is simply the form of violence that bullying happens to take. It doesn't have anything to do with, like, I can see your fucking butt cheeks or whatever. Yeah. It has nothing to do with that.
I just think women need to agree on one sort of sexual harassment shirt. Like, I feel like what they should have is like one shirt that just says, show me, why don't you just tell me about my tits. Talk to me about my tits. Ask me about my tits is what it should say on it. Ask me about my tits.
That would be a great cognitive dissonance. Yeah. Sure. Ask me about my tits.
But only dudes can wear it.
It's only available
in men's sizes. Ask me about my moobs.
It's only available in the men's double XL. Yeah.
I would totally wear that.
And it's white.
And you have to spritz it with a little water.
It comes with one of those fan sprayers, you know? Like,
ask me about my tits.
A men's double. Only available in a men's double X.
God.
It's true in some cases, but they aren't all valedictorians. They weren't all brought in by their parents. For everyone who's a valedictorian, there's another 100 out there that they weigh 130 pounds and they've got calves the size of cantaloupes because they're hauling 75 pounds of marijuana across the desert.
All right, this story is from Fox News. If Pelosi brings dreamers to the State of the Union, Trump should bring ICE agents. ICE, for those who might be outside the United States, that's the immigration folks.
Control executioners, I think. I don't know what it is. Yeah, they're the people who do immigration control. I don't know what it stands for. God. Someone's going to send us 35 emails about it, though.
So. Right. I know. So, I mean, and that's really the bulk of this article. It's like, look, you know, if Pelosi and other Democrats intend to make a political statement by bringing dreamers to the State of the Union address, then the opposite political statement would be to bring ICE agents and have those people detained, arrested, and deported.
That's because for these people, Tom, this is a binary issue,
right?
There's no nuance whatsoever in immigration for these people. What they think is the people who are for the dreamers to come here are open borders. And that's just not true, right? I'm not open borders. I want sensible immigration.
Nobody's open borders.
There's nobody open borders. But I'm just going to use me as an example, right? I'm not open borders. What I want is sensible immigration, reasonable ways in which people can get into this country. What I don't want is for us to discriminate against shithole countries, right?
Right.
I want to make sure that we accept people from all over the world. And I want to make sure that people who come here against their will, as young people that are productive members of society, get a chance to be part of this society. Now, they made great overtures tonight on the State of the Union. He made a bunch of comments about this in a very positive way, right? Talking about these different people that are in this situation that are, you know, they are either in the military or they're business owners or they're graduates of high school or college. These are not just criminals. They have to have a good, clean record, et cetera. These are people who are productive members of society already.
Right.
And he's talking about a path to citizenship for those people. And I'm all for that, right? Let's figure out a way to do that. And I think a lot of Democrats are also for, let's figure out a way to, you know, to make sure that our borders are secure. I don't think that there's any Democrats out there that are like, fucking, woohoo, let's open it up. Fire.
Everybody can live here now.
It's like fucking running of the bulls every morning or whatever.
Right.
I know that the Democrats balk at a wall. And I think a wall is silly. It's just a silly symbol. It's not going to stop the real problem of immigration, which is people who show up here and then just don't leave, right? They travel here and then they just don't leave.
Right.
That just happens. That's the bulk of the people who stay. So it's not going to change any of that. The wall's not going to change any of that. It's just a symbol. It's kind of a shitty symbol. I mean, it's a really horrible, oppressive symbol.
Right.
But And it also says what we think of Mexico, right? It also has inherently what we think of a whole group of people, not just Mexico, anything south of us.
Right.
It's what we think of anything south of us. But I feel like it's a binary issue for these people. They immediately think, you know what? If you're, it's the you're not with us, you're against us. That's how they think yep. about this issue. They don't think about it in any kind of nuance or any of that.
Right. It's, and you know, what always amazes me when you think about immigration is you just, in order to sort of get to a place where you're empathetic to the idea of saying like, you know, we cannot be anti-immigration completely, right?
Right.
You know, we can't be. We know we can't be because that there's a brain drain that will happen if sure. that occurs, right? It's not in our national interests to be anti-immigration. We have to have some kind of immigration into this country. We have to. It's in our economic best interest. It's in our intellectual best interest to have immigration, right? So, and anybody who puts any thought into this would know it. But it's also in our empathetic best interest.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely, right?
And like, it speaks to what kind of people we want to wake up and look in the mirror and be.
Right.
And like, I know what kind of man I want to wake up and look in the mirror and be. And it's not a man who's like, yeah, I don't understand why you don't just fucking die in poverty.
Sure.
You know, I know why you don't want to die in poverty for the same reason I don't have to die yeah. in poverty.
Yeah.
Fucking your bad, dumb luck is the same as my good, dumb luck.
Mm-hmm.
And as somebody who's the recipient of more good, dumb luck than bad, dumb luck, I feel it incumbent upon myself to recognize that.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the only empathy you need. Because like if shit went tits up, and the only way to get, you know, food into my family was to go to Canada. And Canada was like, we don't want you. I'd be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I'll fucking ride a beaver across your whole fucking country if I want
to. I'll figure it out some way. I'll figure it out. Right. And that's all they're doing is they're figuring it out.
Exactly. And I don't blame any of them.
Yeah. It's not that. They're not here with malicious intent.
Right.
You know,
that's a stupid conversation.
It's a stupid idea. You know, are there some people who show up that turn out to be criminals? Absolutely.
Of course, because it's criminals in any large population.
Doesn't matter, right? But when you think about this, you know, they want to make it seem like there's immigrant crime. They want to talk about this thing.
Right.
It's this sort of specter of immigrant crime that's causing all this damage all over the world, all over our nation. And it's like, it's not a thing. Like when
right.
it's certainly not as rampant as American crime, right?
Uh-huh.
It's certainly not as rampant as that. They also have a comment in here I want to read. She says, the sad truth is that Democrats would rather align themselves with foreign invaders who violated our national sovereignty, thumbed their nose at the rule of law, and pillaged and plundered taxpayer-funded resources. There is so much wrong with that statement. You know, you're saying all of you that came here against your will, you're all worthless, awful, plundering
right.
criminals.
Right. Yeah.
Something that you didn't even have an opportunity to change.
Yep.
You're a worthless, awful, plundering criminal.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Somebody who was born here.
Yeah. Or
an brought
infant.
Here at 6 months,
infant.
Right?
Yeah.
Or brought here at 10.
Doesn't matter. 10,
you know?
12.
I'll tell you what. Like, I've got two 11-year-old boys at home. They go where I tell them
exactly.
to go.
Exactly.
They don't have any autonomy.
Exactly. They're not going to decide. They'll be like, you're not going to take them to Canada when there's the famine. And they're going to be like, Dad, this is wrong. I got to go.
Well, they would die immediately if left alone.
Sure.
Like if I left those two boys alone
yeah.
for 7 or 8 minutes without provisions, they would
seven
be
or eight
dead.
Minutes.
They would be dead.
Yeah.
Without like if I left a can of food and a can opener and a bottle of water
mm-hmm.
and I paid every bill for the rest of their life, they would still die. They would still die. They are 11.
And they would die going, Dad.
They would just lay on the ground and just expire right there on
yeah.
the spot. They
yeah.
just, I don't know what to do. And they would die. They can't even coordinate what shoes to wear with their pants yet.
Mm. Admittedly, I have tough time with that.
Abortions for all. Very well. No abortions for anyone. Abortions for some. Miniature American flags for others.
Yay! This story is from Newsweek. Trump's health department expected to declare life begins at conception, turn evangelical positions into policy. So This is not a big surprise. This is the head of the Office of Civil Rights, Roger Savino, and the director for the Center for Faith-Based and Neighborhood Partnerships, Shannon Royce. They're part of the cadre of officials who are championing this nonsense. And, you know, I just want to point out, like, Trump was a guy who at one point in his political career was pro-choice, right?
Yeah.
And publicly pro-choice.
Sure.
And now this pro-life stance that he's taking, which is one of the most outspoken and aggressive pro-life stances of any president in history.
That's one of the few things he can,
right,
you know,
that he's
accurate on.
Yeah. So it's a pander, right? Don't you think this is just a pander?
It's got to be.
This is not a pet issue for the
man. Yeah, it's got to be.
He, you know, he's doing a very aggressive job about looking at his base and saying, I'm going to give you some shit that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you some shit that you've always wanted. Not that doesn't matter.
Okay. Yeah. I'm glad you rolled that back.
But so, because this does matter. This matters quite a lot. But I guess what I mean is, like, doesn't matter to him.
Sure. Right?
Like, I don't
think
there's
no skin off his nose whether or not that happens.
Right. I think this is just like, look, I want to get you fired up. I want to keep you fired up. This is what you've always wanted. Let me just hand it to you.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not this passes the judicial test, right? I don't know. And that's why part of me is like, yeah, it's a give that might not actually amount to anything, but it's a give. And then this will get that base excited. Like, Trump's our guy. Trump's our guy. Never mind that he's, you know, paying a porn star that looks like his daughter to go fuck, right?
So weird.
We're gonna skip being outraged over his entire lack of moral principles because he's giving me what I want.
Also, there's something in this that, you know, when you say it's something that it doesn't matter to him. And the reason why it doesn't matter is because when you're rich, this law would never apply to you.
If you're rich, you can get an abortion.
You would just get an abortion. Yep. There would be a doctor who would be able to be discreet.
Fly to another country and get it.
Yeah, of course. Or you would just do it here. There would be a doctor who would be discreet enough.
Yep.
It would not be a coat hanger abortion. It would be a very safe, like abortions like we have now in, you know, in the good old USA. Yeah.
This is no abortions for poor and middle class people.
That's exactly what it is. Yeah. It's no funding for abortion. It's you got knocked up. You should feel shamed that you got knocked up and you can't take care of that baby. That's on you.
Yeah. Well, we've said this before and I believe it very strongly. I think all of this anti-abortion shit has nothing to do with the baby.
Yeah, no.
I think this has everything to do with shaming women for their sex and sexuality.
And stopping them from entering the workforce.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Like, yeah. Absolutely. The more evangelicals and such, the more that they can control women and remove women from the workforce, push them into the home where they belong, all that. It fits that whole narrative for a reason because it helps to continue to push power into the hands of a select few.
Yeah.
Specifically a select few men.
Sure. Yeah. And at conception.
Yeah. Come the fuck on.
Like, what is there going to be a doctor who's going to be like, okay, what am I going to do today? And you're going to be like, well, I just want to get my uterus detailed to get it done every month, whether I need it or not. I just get it done. So I need you to detail my uterus.
Right. It's just like, you just like finish and you're like, are you pregnant? Are you pregnant? It's like, you're still in me. Are you pregnant?
You're like
right now
punching her in the stomach.
That's demonic, everybody. It is absolutely demonic.
This is great. This is also from Newsweek. Catholic Church needs more exorcists due to urgent increase in demonic activity, priest warns. This is an Irish priest who not only said that we need more exorcists, but said that anybody who can't see the increase in demonic activity is out of touch with reality.
I know. That's my favorite.
Line.
If you can't see this, you're out of touch with reality. Tag, you're out of touch with reality.
Demons, you can see the demons. I like that he says too that like the demonic activity has risen exponentially. Mm-hmm. And I thought, like,
sure.
I wonder if he really means that. Like, there's if like he a, really, there's like a chart and it's
well,
like,
there's a demon in a visor with chalk and he's like got some big equation on the board. Right? And it's one of those old timey boards that like, it like moves around like on fucking Good Will Hunting where there's like four different boards and you're sliding the boards all over the place.
Dude, I didn't know that. I learned something from this article that every diocese in Ireland is required to have an exercising priest, like a priest that can do exorcisms. Yeah. That's a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
Who see fucking demons.
Yeah.
That's a lot of dudes, man.
Well, it says each Catholic diocese in Ireland is required to have a trained exorcist who can identify whether a person is suffering from mental illness or has been possessed. They can just identify. What they should have is like the equivalent of like a bomb sniffing dog or a cancer sniffing dog. You know, maybe they could just use newts and just use their eyes. Like, just stare at them. Just hold it.
Nice.
Like an
done.
Eye and newt. Right there. Wouldn't it be awesome to have like a fucking demon sniffing beagle though?
Ugh.
Where it kind of gets a little jumpy when it smells a demon.
I want it to be a beagle so I can howl when it finds it.
Big ass.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what, beagle puppy.
Ugh.
With their big fucking like chubby paws and
yes.
Tiny little
shitty fucking beagle face. That would be really fun.
They're stupid adorable.
They are.
Beagle puppies are stupid adorable.
They really are.
I would allow Satan to come in my body for a beagle puppy.
Well, then you'd have to just be no big deal. Just go to Ireland.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. It would be the only nice thing in Dublin.
Yeah.
You know that's true.
Yeah.
You know that's true.
Tom and I were walking down the street and we might've told the story already. We're walking down the street and Tom and I look down and there's a poo on the ground and there's a poo on the ground with toilet paper on top. And Tom looks at me and he goes, some motherfucker planned to shit outside today. And it wasn't like, you know, like when you find a poo, like, and somebody kind of went out of their way to sort of like lean on a wall or squat on a wall so they'd have to shit on their pants or, you know what I mean? Like
it was in the middle of the street.
Like it was in the middle of a cobblestone street. Right. You're just like, just, there's poo. Just, like a whole poo. It's like someone just learned how to do that.
I just, here we are. I had to poo right here. Like really right here. The thing is like, it wasn't out of place in Dublin.
It wasn't.
That's the thing.
I will say this. I think we stayed in the wrong spot. We stayed in like their French Quarter. And I don't think that was a good place to stay.
It was not. I will agree that it was not a good place to stay.
Everybody loved it and raved about it. But I'll tell you, I'm not a partying guy. And that was like a partying street we were on.
It was. But I mean, admittedly, like we walked around and looked at the sites. So we were like, here's a big cathedral. I'm like, great. It's surrounded by barbed wire and somebody spray painted on it. Beautiful cathedral. And then it's like, let's go to the Trinity College. And like, it looks like every college campus I've ever been to. And then you're like, let's go in the long room. It's like, it doesn't take a long time to go through the long room. It's like 6 minutes.
It
and you're like,
2 minutes.
All right,
yeah.
I'm good. And then what the fuck else did we do?
Like, we were sick. We walked around in hopes that we wouldn't pass out and fall asleep because we were both very tired.
Dying.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was so tired. I forgot how to read.
Yeah.
And we got to that restaurant and they handed me the menu and I was so tired. I looked at it. And I couldn't read anymore. And I legitimately couldn't. It was just swimming. And I was like, I need a lot of meat and I need a lot of coffee.
Whatever it is.
Whatever makes is, that happen, I'm paying for
it. I feel like that was the state of mind I was in that was not going to make that a good trip.
That's very possible.
I have a feeling like it wasn't that I was depressed. It was just that I was exhausted.
I just think you were in Dublin. I'm sorry. I did go the next day to the Guinness.
Yeah, and the Guinness thing,
and the Guinness factory or brewery or whatever. Mm-hmm. That was cool.
In the name of Jesus, we speak that.
This is super fucking weird. This is from Right Wing Watch. This is Rich Vera saying that Trump's decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem will release the cure for Alzheimer's.
Oh, okay. This guy is
crazy.
A little hard to understand.
And crazy.
Okay.
You talked about there's going to be a fresh wind, very briefly, starting at the White House. What did God show you?
You know,
fresh wind. What is everybody gonna huff Trump's farts? Is that what's gonna happen?
I was gonna say he eats a lot of cheeseburgers, so I don't know how fresh that wind is.
Well, it's fresh made.
It's new to you.
Look, once again, what the prophets prophesy, God is going to claim from the highest house in the nation to the lowest house in the nation. There is going to be a wind of change, a wind of cleansing, and there's going to be a wind of fire. Because
that wind has to do a lot of work.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you light your farts, it does.
That's the wind of fire.
The wind of fire.
I'll tell you what.
Some cleansing.
A lot of Indian
colon
food.
Cleansing.
The wind of fire. Oh, hey, oh. That's a wind of fire.
It's got a heat to it.
Damn.
It's
Holy Spirit's fire is going to be released in the White House, that there will be signs and wonders that will take place inside the White House. And I saw the prophets going inside the White House and prophesying the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord?
Yeah, dude.
They're prophesying the word of the Lord.
You gotta polish my wood. Bring your wood polish.
I
call that spit.
I can prophesy that there's gonna be wood at least every morning. I mean, that's like a standard. You know, you gotta pee, like, whatever.
Yeah. So what God is saying, not what they want to hear. And I saw, because of that, prosperity hidden and literally a divine mantle of protection being released over the president and over America, where the enemies of America were going to be literally pushed back in this season because of the prayer of the saints and the prophetic that's going to go right into the White House.
Tell me about, you told me that there was going to be a cure for breast cancer, and I just read an article that someone's just developed one.
Yeah, about 6 months ago, the Lord gave me a vision, and the Lord says, I'm going to judge the killer of the babies. And I didn't understand that, and I saw...
That's because God is ridiculously inarticulate.
I'm going to judge the killer of the babies?
Yeah.
Doesn't God individually, according to your fucking crazy world, doesn't God individually judge us all when we die?
Sure.
And I feel like if he doesn't want you to kill a baby, and then you killed a baby, and then you die, and God's like, hey, I didn't want you to kill that baby. Like, all that set aside, we have a mechanism for this already. It's called hell. Like, there's already a whole thing.
You guys already figured this out. You guys already added this all up.
Right.
You know what I'm interested in? When I go to heaven, you know, because there's an afterlife.
Wait,
when I go to heaven, right, Tom?
Yeah.
I hope that there's like that table where they're all sitting on the one side of the table. You know, like how they all sit on the one side of the table in that Last Supper. Nobody's on the other side. Everybody sits on one side of the table.
It's weirder.
I want everybody to sit on one side of the table, but instead of eating, I want them to hold up the numbers that they judge me as. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I want the Russian judge to give me a 5.6.
There's
going to
be an East German judge. You're just like, there's not even East Germany anymore. How'd he get up here? What the fuck?
Why is your number 2 points lower than everybody else?
This is bullshit. Also, I just looked it up. Just because I thought maybe I missed
news. Did you miss
that there's a cure cancer?
You know, I didn't even talk about it because it just fucking rolls right over me. But was there a cure for cancer, Tom?
Hold on. Let me check the... No, there's no cure for breast cancer.
Wow. I'm glad you looked that up.
Because I thought I might have heard about that.
You know, it might have been... Someone might have mentioned it. You know, there might have been a news story about it.
All these people like, we don't have to walk anymore. Thank God.
In between the Russian collusion somewhere, they had posted it.
All these people just take down their fucking pink ribbons off of everything. I need a new cause.
60 miles I used to walk. I used to plan a weekend around it. And now I can't even walk.
A woman feeding their child and symbolizes the production of life. And the Lord says, I'm about to bring, to open the eyes of those. And you know, God says, I'm about to
finish your sentence.
Jesus. Well, I said, I'm about to open the, you know, actually what I meant. Well, you know what? I wanted to say was.
To open the eyes so life can once again be spoken loud through the bodies of women. And I saw.
Oh my God. What is that?
Jesus Christ. God is so inarticulate. It's unbelievable.
I do want life to be spoken loud through the bodies of women. That is, I'll tell you what, you know, you're doing something right when life is being spoken aloud through the body of a woman. I'm just saying, it's like, what, you know, if she's silent, probably not having a good time.
Yeah. I normally treat the boobies like a microphone.
Just yell into them?
I just yell at them, hope I get an echo.
Hey, my God! Why are you yelling at my tit? What did you do with it?
What, I don't know. Weird. What am I supposed to do with it?
I just scream at your boobies.
Feels like a bag of sand. You were wearing a shirt that asked me about my tits. What do you want from me? I was just asking real loud.
Something that was going to come out of a secondary result that was going to be like a discovery of something that will push back breast cancer on ladies. And as we saw today.
Breast cancer on ladies?
So men that get breast cancer are still shit
they're
out of
fucked,
luck, right?
They are fucked, man.
Some dude's like, wait, I thought we had a cure. No.
Sorry.
We did.
Only women. But, yeah.
And the guy's like, hey, I thought it was for me too.
And they're just like. And they're like, enjoy the patriarchy, and motherfucker.
Like, he's like, wait, yeah. I thought that it's like, well, it's not for all men.
Yeah, it's not all men. Not all men. Not men at all, actually.
They used to go give an article saying exactly what we're saying, and you saw that on the back.
What about things like feebleness and Alzheimer's and.
Well, first of all, we're going to not use the word feebleness because it's not the 19 teens. Feebleness.
Grandma's got the feebleness.
What's wrong with my boy? Well, he's just feeble.
See,
he's just feeble.
Your boy has the feebleness.
Oh, bring out the idiot.
Does my boy have the retards?
A couple years ago when I was here, I prophesied that and you sent me some articles. And you know, and this is the most amazing thing. You know, what happened in Israel with President Trump proclaiming Jerusalem to be the eternal capital of the Jewish people.
He did that today on the State of the Union, too. He went out of his way to mention that today on the State of the Union.
Yeah.
Because that's really important to some people.
Yeah. Still, nothing changed.
Well, I mean, I think it made a lot of Palestinians mad.
Okay, yeah, something changed. Yeah, you got a good point. Yeah. Right.
As Chuck says, it's a significant thing in the spirit world because for him...
The ghosts are happy. It's a significant thing in the spirit world.
Oh. I checked Tobin's spirit guide. It was right on the first page.
It's all over spirit Facebook. Yeah. Like they're just like, everybody's posting about it. The whole fucking Facebook is a buzz.
Facebook.
You kidding me?
To be the man that spoke boldly to the nations of the world, he released a spirit that opened a portal for blessings to be released from Israel to the rest of the world. If you look on Psalms 122, it says, if you pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, the word to pray means more than just pray. It means if you do something about it. It's, the Bible says there will be great prosperity among those that love Israel. So when the president went, and I saw this in a vision, and proclaimed that on television, there was literally a portal that opened up, and it began to flush like a waterfall to America.
Was it a blue or an orange portal? Because that matters when you're playing Portal, whether it's blue or orange.
It was flushing like a waterfall to America. Is America just the toilet? Yeah. Like it's just like the spirit realm is just shitting on toilets? Us.
And we are about to experience prosperity like we have never experienced before because the Bible says when Jerusalem gets blessed or when something happens concerning the peace of Jerusalem, prosperity is the result that follows.
There's all these people in like, you know, most of the rest of the world that are just like, why do they get more prosperity? We would like some prosperity. Thanks, the eternal God of all humankind, for ignoring most of the 7 billion of us in favor of 320 million already rich motherfuckers.
Well, what's crazy to me is that when Jerusalem prospers, everybody else prospers. Everybody knows the Jews are bad tippers. Everybody knows that.
The Jews aren't black.
Sammy Davis Jr. was.
You see, there are demons in the earth. Read Matthew, Mark's Gospel, chapter 5. There are demons all over where, and Jesus cast out demons when he walked the earth.
This story is also Right Wing Watch. This is Lance Wallaby kicking it again. Trump was casting out demons when he booed a CNN reporter from the Oval Office.
But what I noticed is these disruptions weren't happening at Rubio meetings, weren't happening at Cruz meetings, weren't happening at Hillary meetings. You know what? The devil wasn't manifesting at those meetings. Right. Now, these aren't people just...
Why not? Why not? Like, the devil is just like... He's just like, I'm not going to Ted Cruz, really? Like, the, even the devil's repulsed by his faux humanity.
The devil's like, look, You can only fit one alien in Ted Cruz. You can't fit a demon in there. It'd be like fucking like, what was that Belky show where they had
perfect strangers.
Where they have to like share a human, show.
Right?
You know what I mean? Like you're not gonna, it's like the Odd Couple.
Right. They're just like drawing like, a line down the middle of the room. This is mine and that's yours. Mine.
Yeah, exactly. The demon and the alien sharing human.
What the devil's just like, every time I get near him, he tries to hug me and he elbows me in the face.
And then he when I try me, and then he elbows me again.
Every time Haley and I accidentally bump into each other, oh, I'm sorry, just Ted Cruz'd you. I'll be like, I'll reach my arm over and actually like bump it. I'm like, oh, sorry, Ted Cruz'd you. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah. If I'm going to elbow Sarah in the face, I just take her down first. I double leg her and then I throw elbows from the top position. That's
obviously manifesting like a deliverance service. These are people that are working together at a level of evil,
right?
In order to coordinate, be almost like, and you think about it, a lot of us, I used to work in unions and I worked with negotiating with unions, but union tactics are like that, where intimidation, manipulation, and domination.
Demons aren't in a union, they're legion. That's a different.
What was it? Intimidation, domination, and what?
Oh, let's listen to it again.
Are like that, where intimidation, manipulation, and domination.
Intimidation, manipulation, and domination sounds like the dating scene in 2018.
Those are my three things that I search Pornhub for.
Where you bully people or threaten them like Antifa.
Yep.
You threaten them with violence and the average person will back.
Like Antifa.
Like Antifa. Not like the guys with tiki torches. Right. Not those guys.
They're not intimidating, manipulating,
those
and
guys with shields swinging fucking tiki clubs. Torches and clubs right. at people right. were not trying to intimidate. Yeah. They were just protecting that monument.
Right. That's yelling about about Jews and blood and soil. No.
Blood and soil, you can never misconstrue that. It just means I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, it just means when you till the land, sometimes your hands get rough.
That's what it means. Beat your swords to plowshares.
So I started noticing that and I said, Donald Trump isn't backing down. Why? Because there's a deliverance anointing on him for America.
Yeah, amen.
And what do you do when demons are manifesting? You cast them out.
Amen.
He just cast
it. Or you decide that you're crazy and you get lithium. Those are your, I guess, like, I just want to point out you've got two options.
Yeah.
You can cast the demons out or take your fucking meds because you've lost your shit.
Or you can, you know, just pat your beagle service animal that we mentioned earlier that finds the demons. I want an anxiety service animal.
But I just want to be like, yeah, I just sometimes get sad and I want to pet a dog.
I just want it to be a full-size horse and have to carry it with me everywhere. Like people be getting in the elevator, be like, sorry, my horse is in here. And then just shits in the elevator because they don't care. Horses just don't care. They just shit wherever.
I want it to be like a Siegfried and Roy style, like Bengal tiger.
Like a fucking battle cat. You like fucking, right. You could like, I don't know, like fucking saddle that thing up and ride it into battle.
Like, yeah, if I feel anxious, now you do too.
Everyone feels tiger. Anxious.
There we go.
Room.
I'm not trying to reduce my anxiety. I just want to change it to the status quo. Else's.
This is my service crocodile. You're just sitting in the meeting throwing at chickens, just snapping them out of the air.
Like your boss calls you to the office, like, we're going to have to. What are you going to have to do?
What are you going to have to do? Do me a favor. Whisper it to Chester. He'll tell me.
I can't hear you over the sound of crunching chicken bones.
You're like,
what do you have to say?
Filing
to
his teeth out.
Now, Jim Acosta last week.
Amen.
It was hilarious.
Amen.
He points out and he goes, out. One word, out. And the security poop escorts the journalist out.
Well, of course they did. Yeah. He's the president, and that's security for the president.
And that's not something we need to be cheering about.
I know. It's awful.
It's
awful.
A horrible, shitty thing to do. And it's taking the one thing, that lifeline of ours, that allows us to question the government away.
Right. It's the only mechanism for accountability.
Absolutely.
Deliverance anointing. Mm-hmm. So he's got a Samson prophet's anointing to deal with the Philistine. Any threat to God's purpose for America and Israel.
And that's the problem, right? This the language he's using. If there's a collusion that comes out, right? Now they're talking about this memo and they're talking about all this other stuff. Like, let's not forget that Mike Flynn lied about talking to the Russians. Let's not forget that Jeff Sessions lied about talking to the Russians. Let's not forget that Jared Kushner lied about talking to the Russians, that all these people lied about talking to the Russians.
Right.
And then they all got called out on it. Some of them got convicted of crimes for it. There's, you know, Manafort's working for the Russians. Papadopoulos, another one that's involved in this Russian thing, up to their eyeballs. And they keep screaming, no collusion, no collusion. And one side of it totally believes it. They're like, yeah, there's no collusion whatsoever. Even though, you know, as time goes on, there's more and more people.
Evidence, yeah.
And they keep on hiding this evidence, right? It's not like they just said, yeah, we had a conversation with the Russians. Everybody's saying they didn't.
They have to get caught first,
Yeah. Then they have to admit it.
Right.
After they get caught.
But then they're like, yeah, okay, we a little bit of talk.
Yeah, just a little bit.
But the person who did the talking does not represent me because I fired them after you found out.
And then I forgot about, but Donnie Jr. met with Russians too. And you know what I mean? Like there's just, it's just one person after another, right? Yeah. And they can never put Trump in the room. At least they haven't publicly yet put Trump in the room. But you know, it's all these people around him. But the problem is at the end of this, if this ever comes, it may never lead to anything. It may never be anything. It may never, may never see the light of day that there's any real accusations against him. But let's just say that there's going to be a whole bunch of people that just say there are demons attacking the president.
Oh, I know.
That this is an otherworldly battle.
Yeah.
And these are people who are going to defend everything about him by just saying he's a godly guy.
Right.
And these are demons going after him. None of that stuff is true.
But like, you know, what makes it crazy? They're only saying he's a godly guy because he's giving them the policy positions that they want.
Because what they want is a guy who's going to be, you know, they're using God as their lobbyist in some ways, you know?
Right. Well, what they want is somebody in their pocket.
Yeah. They want somebody to do the things they want to do.
Yeah. And they don't care who it is. So they're like, that tool is anointed by God. Yeah. And I've always said, like, I think Trump's a fucking tool.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
they're probably not wrong.
This guy will go unhinge the gates.
Yeah.
And he's got like a Samson, like anointing. When you got that going on, why do you want to be a critic of him? Why do you want to be small-minded and pick on his Samson tweets? I mean, I could care less. He's not an elegant Isaiah prophet. You want that? Mike Pence will come along. But Mike Pence, I'm going to tell you, will not survive unless Donald Trump cleans up the Philistines first.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, that is some fucking gibber jabber.
Yeah, that is some gibber. And you know, again, you know, somebody had posted something about on our, like, the night we did the election coverage, we have like a 10-hour video up there or whatever. It's like a really stupid long video, 6-hour video or something. And people will, on occasion, I'll see that they'll post on YouTube and they'll post some comments about it. And somebody came back with, well, he did get into a Twitter sparring with Kim Jong-un and it didn't do anything. You feel like an idiot now or something stupid, like some fucking idiot said something about that. And I'm thinking, it certainly didn't raise our stature at all.
Right.
Right. It certainly didn't help us at all. It didn't make us any better that he said he called Kim Jong-un a duty face over Twitter. And he said that he's fat and ugly. Like, it certainly didn't do anything for us.
Doesn't that shit make you feel like a crazy person?
Yeah. When I hear that, I'm just like, it's like, yeah, okay. It didn't cause a nuclear war yet. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Cool story.
But like,
but I'm embarrassed by it just as much.
Thank you. Like the idea that you would use this, you would use Twitter, like this public platform, to name call another world leader.
Yeah.
Is so bizarre and fucking weird and juvenile and like obviously unproductive to use like it's just like it'd be like if he like stood outside the embassy with like a bullhorn and was like, you got a small penis.
Yeah. Like, I mean, look at what he calls him, crying Chuck Schumer or lying this guy or whatever. He does it to senators.
Weird name calling in public.
Yeah.
It's all just like, this is stuff like if my kids did this, I would be like, come on, you're better than this.
Yeah.
You're better than this. This is for assholes.
Yeah. You just feel a level of disgust because there's nothing I can do to stop him from representing me.
Right.
I am powerless to having him stop representing me. He's constantly representing me on a world stage. So it makes me want to puke when he does this sort of thing.
It's not even that he called him on the phone.
Yeah.
And had a private conversation where he was like, rough one diplomat to another diplomat. You know, he's just, yelling into the void and being like, ah, do you see, I tagged you and I screamed into the void that you were a big poop poop face.
Yeah.
Like, this is a weird, I swear to God, if the big flash happens because of Twitter, the last thing I'm going to do is fucking kill myself. Just, I'm just going to look at me like I was right all along and I'm going to kill myself. I'm going to kill myself.
I'm going to post one thing to Twitter.
Right?
Just says, I was right.
I was, fuck you all.
With all due respect, what the fuck are you talking about?
Ah, this is Right Wing Watch. This is Tommy Lahren. Tommy Lahren blames liberals for the Tide Pod Challenge. So, like, the Tide Pod Challenge is this nonsense where people eat a Tide Pod and then some of them get sick, and that's... it's stupid.
And like, and
they've killed, I think, a couple of people have died.
And it can really fuck you up. Like, these are things that you should not be putting in your mouth.
Right.
Which, you know, you shouldn't. But I mean, like, genuinely, like, the stuff it does to your body is, like, remarkably bad for you. Like, it's not just, it's not just a little, like, you can literally die from
I do know that some people have died. Yeah.
And it's, and it fucks your body up. Like, it basically starts dissolving your body. What? It just starts like dissolving your body. They showed a picture of like somebody's lungs and like what was happening. Like the x-rays or whatever, but it was like, it was just, it's not good. God. It is definitively not a thing that you would ever want to do, period. Like, and what's crazy is that people are doing it, right? Yeah. Like, people are putting these things in their mouth, but this is not like, this was not invented. Showing off for your friends was not invented recently.
Yesterday. Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
We all did. I'm not going to say we all, but I know for sure I did stupid shit when I was a kid to show off for my friends. I'm sure you did the exact same things.
I feel like I still sometimes do stupid shit to show off, right? Like, none of us are immune. Like, nobody is immune to that impulse to impress, right? It's just that we change our methods to impress, right? It's just like, as we get older, some people buy a car, like a nice car or a nice home, or like, you buy nicer clothes, or, you know, just the, but it's all part of the same thing. It's all part of the same desire to be noticed and impressive. Yeah. It's just that when you're young, you're an idiot. You have no resources and you're willing. You're like, I can't buy anything good.
Yeah.
I'm going to gamble with my safety.
When we were young and we were in junior college, do you remember the guys who used to wrestle? Like fake wrestle and like hurt each other.
Oh,
yeah. There was people who had like a backyard WWE.
Yeah, the LWF.
And they would try to they would slam each other on tables and like, I mean, like do all the stuff that they would do.
Oh, yeah.
They took that shit to the extreme. To the extreme without any of the training.
Right. Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I remember going to those parties in the farm. We went to those parties. Yeah. Going to those parties in the farm. And like, that's all that shit. And then, do you remember at the end, they had like the royal fucking shenanigans royal or whatever? You paid $5 and you went in. Did you ever go in?
No.
I went in.
I was skinny.
I went in every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time I went in that stupid thing.
Did you get thrown out?
Every single time I got thrown out of that thing. Yeah. Do you know what's funny? It's like one of the idiots that used to go there is Phil Brooks, who's now CM Punk, who's like the biggest star in the WWE.
Used to go there?
Yeah. Phil Brooks was, and he won that Royal Rumble a bunch of times. Phil Brooks, and he was never a big guy, actually.
CM Punk fought in the UFC too.
Did he?
Yeah, he fought in the UFC, got his ass kicked.
Yeah. CM Punk is Phil Brooks. Phil Brooks is...
from our area?
I've wrestled that guy in the backyard, in Missy's backyard.
No shit!
Yeah!
That's crazy!
That's that dude!
Isn't that a small world after all?
Isn't that funny?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
It'd be a better story if it was Shane Carwin. Everybody who's listening is like, who's Shane Carwin? They don't know who Shane Carwin is. But it makes me laugh.
Anyway. Fighter.
He's a UFC fighter. He's a huge UFC. It's a fucking size of a wall. Right. That guy.
Yeah.
And they cut weight to make 265. Big giant.
I gotta get
monster,
down to 265.
Monster of a human being.
Yeah. I'm gonna stop eating anvils today.
I gotta cut weight. I'm gonna eat a Tide Pod. you know what you cut when you eat a Tide Pod, though? 21 grams.
That's exactly what you got. How do you pronounce her name? I've seen her on. I've
Tommy
seen her.
Tommy Lahren, I think, okay. is how she pronounced it.
I've been seeing her like
she's
pop
a
up in,
she's
in,
a Republican pundit, and she's one of these. She's a bootstrapper. She's one of those, you okay. know, bootstraps and liberals are ruining the world type of person.
Yeah, we're so. Doing a pretty bad job.
Not only is it insanely dumb, it's downright pathetic. This isn't a social media problem, a Tide problem, or even a medical problem. It's a parenting problem, like many things wrong with modern society. And
is she just a rant and raver?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
is
ranting
that her
and
thing?
Right
is
now.
She just a pretty girl who yells at you?
Yeah, she's yelling at us. I feel shamed, Tommy.
Is that what this is? Is this? Yeah. Is this virtual CBT? Is that what's happening right? I'm being serious.
Kind of is.
Is it just a pretty, is. Like people are just
it
getting off
is.
That a pretty girl is yelling
it's
at them? Or a pretty girl is yelling at people we also don't
yeah,
like?
Exactly. I think that's right? more it. I think it's right? I think it's that the pretty girl is on my side and is also
so
yelling.
So I get to
yeah.
feel like she's part of my in-group. She's part,
of, my
part of my clique.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I get it now. Yeah. Okay. Also, I hate being human. I just want to say, fact that this is just part of
I
how we
I just
want to
say,
operate.
Hey, Kim Jong, shoot us that yeah. missile, bro.
Come on. Shoot it over. I'm done now.
I know what you're thinking. The Tide Pod Challenge couldn't possibly be political, could it? Actually, yes, it is. It's just the latest symptom of a larger problem, the breakdown of the American family. It's what happens when kids aren't taught boundaries, respect, consequences, or logic.
This is, okay. This is fucking literally what every 30-year-old says when they just tick over 30. There's that
damn kids.
These damn kids these right? days. They don't listen to their dad, and they don't have respect for the elders.
Back when I was a kid, yeah. and we shot bottle yeah. rockets out of our fucking open exactly. assholes. You know? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I know this is dangerous, but like. You and I
yeah.
have sat around and swapped stories of
danger,
how close we've
of the
come
danger,
to die.
Of the danger, yeah.
That didn't take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That was a night.
Yeah, that was an entire evening.
Like eating a Tide Pod? You'd be like, it's soap.
All right.
Nom, nom, nom.
All right. I'm going to tell a quick story, and then you tell a quick story about how you almost died. Okay. Here we go. Quick story. Right. My quick story. I'm in a car. We just got busted drinking outside by the police, right? So we're 18 years old, 19 years old. We just got busted with old English 40s. Only like one or two of them even had alcohol in them. We had just drank a shit ton of liquor. There's 12 kids out there. So the police are like, they don't want to fucking spend all night writing paperwork on underage drinking. So what do? They put us in our cars and they send us on our way. So we take off. Well, I'm in my buddy's car. He has a Mustang, and he has one of those Mustangs with the chip in it and all the fucking vroom vroom, and he can go real fast. I didn't know shit about cars back then. I don't know shit about cars now.
I want one with
but
the vroom vroom.
It was a 5.0 with a chip kind of thing right, in it. Okay. And this is in the early 90s. So it's, you know, it's a relatively new car, and it's one of those like really fast Mustangs. So he's drunk. He is drunk. I am in the passenger seat. We're sitting next to a one of those. It's like a Camaro with like a right. you know ground effects, and like he revs it, they rev it. He revs it, they rev it. We're at a light. We're supposed to go right here, but instead he decides to go straight to race the Camaro. He takes off. Boom! He blows this thing away because he's got the chip or whatever. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Fast fucking vroom vroom. So he goes vroom vroom down the road. He vroom vrooms away from the car. We blow this thing away, so he decides to turn right. So he turns right into this business park, and he starts going. He's moving. He's cruising down the road, and he's going 70 miles an hour, thereabouts. And I scream at him, stop sign. So he hits the gas because he's going to blow the stop sign.
Yeah.
Bad move, it's a T.
Okay, all right.
Worst move, it's a T into a pond. So we, boom, and we fucking Dukes of Hazzard his vehicle into the middle of this pond at like 70 miles an hour. Blows the ground effects off this thing. We hit the water. We have our seatbelts on, but we hit the water, and the water just goes over it, and then we come back up for a second. Well, I immediately start to open the door because we don't know how deep the water is. Right. I start to open the door. I can't open the door. I'm pushing. I'm struggling. Right. I can't open the door. I turn over and look at him, and he has already rolled his window down. And I said, and I'm drunk, right? Mm-hmm. So I scream at him. I go, I'm just going to say his name. I'm like, Frankie, the door won't open.
And he's like,
and he looks at me, and he does a scuba diver pose. He holds his nose and goes, and he goes, use the window, dude. And then he falls out the side of the window. So now I'm stuck in the car and the car is slowly going down. So I start to roll the window down. Well, I had hesitated to roll the window down. So I didn't get the window all the way down. What I got was the window down about maybe about 7 inches.
Okay.
And then the water poured in and short circuited the electric window. And so I start to go down with the car.
Right.
And so I have to squeeze myself. And I get my hips stuck in the car and my head goes down. I'm going to the bottom of this small pond, which is, we didn't realize, 20 feet deep.
Oh, fuck.
And I am going down to the bottom with this in this car. I have to shake and shake and shake. And I finally break the window. I think I knocked it out of its track. I didn't break it.
Right.
And then I go up to the shore. Well, I'm coughing now because I breathed some water and whatnot. Yeah. And I try to get to shore and I swim to shore. It is February.
Ah.
So it's the there's no ice, but the water is, you know, it's close to freezing as you can get.
32.001.
And I get to shore and I start coughing up water or puking up water. I'm not sure. There was a lot of things coming out of me at that point. And I had to swim with my combat boots on because I had combat. It was fucking hard to do.
Yeah.
And so then I almost died there, but then we have to walk to go to call, because back then there's no cell phone. So you have to walk to find a payphone. So now we walk down the street to find a payphone and it's 30 degrees and I have like 0% body. I was a very skinny young man. So I was 0% body fat. I mean, I'm shaking. I'm like, can't even think. We get to this motel. We walk in and Frankie says, we need to use your phone because, you know, we just crashed our car. And she says, do you have a room here? And she says,
and
we're soaking wet. I look like a fucking hamster that fell in the water. My hair's all, I'm soaked. I'm shaking, chattering. She won't even open the door. Like, cause there's like a buzzer or whatever. And she's like, well, if you don't have a room here, I can't let you in. And Frankie's spits on the thing. He's Superman. He hits it a couple times, hoping they'll call the police or whatever, but they don't. We had to walk across the street and stand outside. And I called my mom. My mom came to get me. And I went home and I got in the shower because I was so cold. I couldn't stop shaking. I got in the shower and I turned the water on almost as cold as it could go.
Fucking hurts.
And it was almost burning. it was burning my, it felt like it was burning my skin. And then I just slowly turned it up as time went on. And I think I passed out at one point in the tub and I woke up shivering and I felt the water was cold finally.
Right.
And I was like, oh, the water's cold. Okay. And then I said it, but I was as close as I've come to death.
I love that story because you almost drown and froze.
Almost drowned and then had hypothermia. Right. Yeah. Afterwards. Yeah. It's
not enough to almost drown in one day.
And it's because I was a stupid kid.
Right. That's what I mean.
In your
like
story.
Being stupid is not like
what you have one. You have a million.
Everyone's
but,
got. I'll tell a story about the same fucking party that we went. Like we used to go to these stupid fucking farm parties. And there was this guy that, in fact, it was Phil Brooks' brother, Mike.
It was okay.
Yeah. And he was afraid of heights. And I remember being like, we don't have to be fucking afraid of heights. We can fix that right now. Like, again,
oh, God.
We had an alcohol.
You basically are like, here's a Tide Pod.
And I'm like, we can fix that right now. And it's at a farm and there's a silo. And so like the silo has like those metal, like reinforcing ring things. Right. And I'm like, come on, we're going to climb to the top of the silo. Me and you, you know, we get up there, exposure therapy, motherfucker. Yeah, you will not be afraid of heights. And we go. And so like I'm walking him through it. We climb up to the top of this big ass fucking concrete silo. But I must have been drinking. I was fucking stupid because it's a stupid fucking thing to do. So I get to the top of this fucking silo and without thinking about it and like trying to show off and be cool, I was like, look, no big deal. And I put my hands at the top and I was pretty fit at the time. And I put my hands at the top and I sprung my body over the side thinking I was going to like land on the roof.
Yeah.
But it's a silo and they don't have a roof because that's not how silos are.
What was in it? Nothing.
I don't know. I don't know what was in it. I think it might've been empty, but so I sprung over the side, over the interior of the silo and my legs, instead of hitting what I was hoping would be roof, they hit nothing.
Yeah. And then they just fell.
So I started to fall into the silo and I would have fallen into the interior of the silo all the way down and died. Like they're like, I just would have died.
Yeah.
Like, and he's an idiot. And everyone would have been like, no loss. But thankfully, like cause it would have been no loss.
Yeah.
And so like, I put my arms out, it sprung over and I twisted. And like, when I felt my legs hit nothing, like I just instinctively like grasped one of those metal rings and I caught myself. And I just hung there for, I don't know, a handful of seconds while I realized, like, ah!
Yeah. And then suddenly you had a fear.
Right. You know, and I'm trying to teach somebody not to, and I almost kill myself. And Mike is actually like, yeah. Are you all right? Because I just disappear the inside of this thing. And so then I climbed up and I was like, fucking like everything in my body is just vibrating. Because I was just like, oh, we'll take all the adrenaline now, please. we'll just have it all.
You pulled yourself up though.
Right now.
Got I pulled yourself right up.
Pulled myself up and was just like, ah, you got fuck. And then I had to climb down with the fucking adrenaline shakes the whole way down where you're weak. And because you've just dumped all of it. Your body's like, wait, I'm just, it's gone now. And you're like, fuck, the whole way down. And we got to the ground and Mike was fine. And I was like, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Your body's just like, we're just going to die right here. Like, we saved you. Now it's time to die. But like, this is like a thing we could do for a while.
Yeah, you and I could have a whole show of these.
Right.
Yeah, a whole show of these. Yeah, because you're, and that's what the Tide Challenge is. It's not
the same shit.
This isn't the fucking, you know, it's not a new phenomenon.
No.
It's been happening, especially to young boys.
Right.
Since forever.
Since they were young girls.
Yeah, exactly. Right? To show off for.
Right?
Parents nowadays are taught to live and let live. Just go with the flow. Let your teens express themselves.
Hey, man, whatever.
I think she's the young version of that.
But this modern loosey-goosey method of parenting doesn't teach kids right from wrong or sane from insane. It produces wild animals that think they can do whatever the heck.
Wild animals? What the fuck are you talking about?
I love that she's like 1 hour older than these kids. You know what I mean? Like, look at her.
I know.
What is she? Well, yeah. I mean, like, she's...
She looks like a high school cheerleader.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously, like, she's... 12. Like, she looks so young.
Yeah.
She's like, kids these days.
It's it's exactly it. It's the moment you turn 30.
Uh-huh. Right.
It's a kids these days.
It's like, she's doing this and it's like, she's still asking someone to buy her alcohol outside the 7-Eleven.
They want and get away with it. Parents used to wash their kids' mouths out with soap and now kids are voluntarily eating it. Is this really where we are? Pay attention, parents, and do better. Social media addiction is another major issue. These teens surely know it's not smart to eat detergent, but because their value and self-worth is determined by video views and Instagram likes, they do it anyway. Now, the left, which dictates popular culture, brainwashes young people into believing they live in a world where 64 gender options are up for selection.
Oh, God.
None of these things are related to any of these things.
She's just screaming outrage points.
She's just like, all right. She's like, I'm 25 and hot. And you'll listen to anything I say. She could seriously just be yelling about tigers right now. People be like, oh,
she could just be transferring point. One cup of gravy into another cup of gravy.
I'm going to read from this old Chinese newspaper. Like, okay, fine. Look, there's people that are fucking tuning in.
Yeah.
I love that she's like yelling about like, about this like culture of like people just going online and like watching some videos. And it's like, that's literally you.
That's you.
That's literally,
I know. Yeah.
That's
you. Trust me. You pay attention to how many likes you have too, lady.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This just populated
just
today. We've never heard this yet.
Yeah, we haven't heard it yet. We haven't listened to it yet.
You want to do something live? Want to do a little live recording in the moment reaction?
Yeah. So here we go. This is Alex Jones warns the deep state may soon nuke Washington.
They're on TV saying, Trump, we're coming for you. We're going to kill you.
Who's saying that? The Secret Service would immediately arrest whoever just said that.
We have to bleep Eli out all the time.
To make it look like everything was peachy king for all their operatives in their deep state.
Peachy King.
Peachy King.
Peachy King, that's a little known daughter of Martin Luther King.
Wasn't there like a Princess Peach from the Super Mario?
There was a Super Mario. Yeah,
maybe, Princess Peach.
And maybe she transitioned and now she's
the Peachy King.
Yeah.
People, hold the line, stay here, you're safe. They're like, in the text messages, none of this is real. There's no Russian collusion. This is dangerous. It's in the text messages. Continue on. McCabe, continue. Press the attack.
And it's funny because there's all this talk about the memo and there's all this talk about this other stuff. And the memo that they're talking about is this memo that Nunez created that basically cherry picks, because all the Democrats that have read it have said, look, he's just cherry picking all the stuff that they want to release, that they want to get out into the public, and not giving you any of the source documents to go along with it. Instead, he's just cherry picking. And so if they do release this memo, which the Justice Department, I think, has said that's a very dangerous thing to do, even if they do release it, we've got to understand that it is not all the context that goes with everything that's happening. What I hope happens, and I hope that they don't wind up firing Mueller beforehand, I hope that there's a moment where he's just like, okay, here's all the people I want to arrest. You know, he's already done one round of arrests, but I have a feeling, you know, like there's no reason to go after the big dogs. He's getting all the little people to talk and you know,
you flip the underlings to get to the top.
He's doing his work. Yeah. But I have a feeling like, you know, if they let him do his thing, you know, maybe Trump's never implicated. There's a chance. Trump's never implicated. Maybe he was smart enough to stay out of all those rooms, stay out of all the right rooms. So he's never implicated. But man, there's been just person after person on his staff that has had to roll back all their
lies.
All the claims that they made.
Yeah. All their treasonous lies. Because it's treason.
It is. Absolutely.
It is legitimately treason.
Absolutely.
It's funny because like the only thing that will fix this is the conclusion of an investigation.
Exactly.
However that investigation concludes. You have to let it conclude. What this is an attempt to conclude the investigation in the court of public opinion.
Sure. Yeah.
Rather than actually allow the investigation itself to run its course.
Right.
And the reason you would do this is to control the narrative.
Exactly.
Right? And controlling the narrative is important whenever you want to control who has power and how that power is distributed.
Yeah.
So this is a control the narrative move. It's a smart move. It's a smart move on behalf of the Trump administration, right? Because it allows them to navigate or allow that story to play out exactly how they want it to play out, so that when that investigation, if that investigation uncovers something they don't want uncovered, they can delegitimize it.
Yeah.
And they need to be able to delegitimize whatever pops up next.
I will say that if something like this goes through and they wind up, you know, discrediting the investigation falls apart because of this memo or because of all this stuff that happens, there's already, like, MoveOn.org already has, like, if Mueller gets fired, they already have a plan in place. There's a thing, like an action plan in place that if he gets fired before 2 p.m., they have all the sites in the United States where they will march. And if he gets fired after 2 p.m., the next morning, 9 a.m., they have all the sites. So there's already a plan in place if they were to fire Mueller. Like, it already exists. Right. So, you know, I have a feeling that there would be so much outrage in this country if that happens, if somehow, you know, they derail this investigation through all this firing and, you know, bureaucratic red tape and whatnot. That's one of those things that I think everybody remembers next time. You know what I mean? Like, I have a feeling everybody remembers that next time.
Oh, so absolutely.
I'm very not optimistic about a Republican win, if that's the case. You know,
I like that. Yeah, that's a good scenario then.
This is illegal. Do it. You're in this deep enough. Yes, sir. I'll do it. And then they all ran to Congress and ran to the president under his wings. Come on, chickens. Come on, little chickies. Right under the wings.
He's lost me. At this point.
Well, what he's saying, here's what he's saying. He's saying that McCabe and all those other people that were involved in some of these text messages, they had said that a bunch of those people had said, there's nothing. There's no collusion.
But why do they run to the president who takes them under his wing?
They're talking about Obama.
Oh
yeah, they're saying Obama. This is an Obama collusion. They're blaming it on the previous president.
Okay, that makes sense because when I hear the president,
what I think of is
the president.
Yeah, you think of the current president,
not the guy who used to have that job.
Right.
But I'm not going to count my chickens before they hatch. But man, because you know when Darth Vader's got Luke Skywalker and he says, "I have you now," he doesn't. So. And of course, they're really Darth Vader. We're Luke Skywalker, but you got to ask
him. He's like, hold on a minute. I didn't fuck that up.
I fucking told somebody I was Darth Vader.
Everybody?
I'm totally not Darth Vader.
Oh, wait, hold on. I'll go Harry Potter. metaphor reversing. And then it's okay now.
I'm not Dumbledore. Oh, wait. No, I am Dumbledore. I'm not Snipe, whatever his name is.
Snipe.
Yourself. Who's the hero? Who's their deus ex?
Who's their deus ex? Does he mean deus ex?
He does mean deus ex.
Does he mean deus ex? And he called it deus ex. I love you so much.
Deus ex.
Deus ex.
Millennium Falcon coming screaming in to stop us from stopping them. Because let me tell you something. Right now, the allegory goes either way. We're about to squeeze the trigger and fire those torpedoes down the main reactor shaft. Or you can put us in the other seat. We're Darth Vader, and here comes a Millennium Falcon. We got to blow.
Will you stop? Can you stop? Can you stop? You have twisted me around. So I don't know which side. Am I an Imperial? Am I a Rebel? I don't know.
Didn't Luke fire the torpedoes?
Yes.
The Millennium Falcon wasn't his machine.
No, it wasn't. It was an X-Wing.
He had a different
X-Wing.
Spaceship.
I just said X-Wing. You can use that.
Like, was okay. Fuck.
Pull that thing up politically. So I'd be watching all sixes right now for what they're going to pull, because they want to set a nuke off in D.C.
What?
They want to pull some kind of hanky-panky?
What?
This is the time they're going to do it. More incredible clips coming up.
More incredible claims and bizarre belabored metaphors that confuse even me as I run down.
You know, it's funny because Right Wing Watch is right. He does say that, but it comes out of left field at the very end there.
Oh, yeah. Just at the end, it's just, you want it. They want a nuke Washington. Who?
What?
Why would I do that? That's where, if I'm the deep state, that's where I work and live and my friend, and I want the power. I just knew. Why would I do that? I don't.
Well, they can jump to light speed and get out of there. That's the key.
They go ludicrous speed and then they're fine.
All right, well, that's going to wrap it up for today. We want to remind you that Seth will be on next week. And also, if you want to wish us a happy 400th, please send us a voicemail or a voice memo. Dissonance.podcast@gmail.com, or you can call our voicemail number and leave a message. We'd love to hear from you. So if you want to wish us a happy 400, we're going to be playing a bunch of them next week. But that's going to wrap it up for this week. And we're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno-Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy healing, water downward spiral, brain deadpan, sales pitch, late night info-docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death in towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your sides. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and information provided on this podcast are intended for entertainment purposes only. All opinions are solely that of Glory Hole Studios, LLC. Cognitive Dissonance makes no representations as to accuracy, completeness, currentness, suitability, or validity of any information, and will not be liable for any errors, damages, or butthurt arising from consumption. All information is provided on an as-is basis. No refunds. Produced in association with the local Dairy Council and viewers like you.